The last thing I want to speak about is simply learning to get a geschmack in Torah. Get that through our bones. The Torah is better than all the money in the world. That's just the facts. Torah is better. To learn to appreciate Torah. People run into all sorts of craziness for a buck, for money. Torah is better. You'll give me all the iron that the Mishnah last night. You'll give me all the Zav Kesem. What's the Lashon Aaron? Ve'eini darbo makam Torah. What's the Lashon? Matanoisim li'kol. The value of Torah. The value of Torah. And when we say the value of Torah, so people mitzayir in their mind, and certainly we hope to get Shadarga, but this is how to get Shadarga. So you say the value of Torah, so a person pictures getting up and saying a pilpul shir, getting up, the upper sage, the place like soy soap, and he piles up svarin. Pictures if I pile up. Timely Torah spicha. You can't see the, oh, that's the picture. Timely Torah spicha, shtickle Torah. Gemara ba mitziya, the Gemara ba mitziya, nobody has to know. A good, oh, timely Torah spicha, no. Timely Torah spicha means, when you're sitting in Sevi Chavrusa, and it's very difficult, you're having struggle in trying to figure out the lane. You're trying to figure out the word means Ki Omar Kamadir or if the Somchis. Somchis. On that it was said, Toivli Torah Spicha. It's valuable to me the Torah that comes in the Rebbeinu Shlom. Here, Shai was somebody, it was not the pshat that learning came easy, but he finished quickly and knew and he sat by Sage and just had a simple erech in trying to understand the Gemara. And sat by his mother, wasn't a vatel. He sat there and said there, and it has to be with a certain le'oisi karasa Yaakov. You got to be Israel. Learn to relax. The aim of a yira. I say relax. I don't mean with eating food. Well, that doesn't go. I simply mean to learn to relax, not to be stressed, to go back always to basics. When you have a struggle in the Gemara, go back as follows. Every Gemara you learn. You go back, what Mishnah or Braisa, what a Gemara is doing very similarly. Always understand where the Gemara is taking you. A Gemara starts as a Mishnah. On a Mishnah, the Gemara usually then explains the Mishnah. Or the Gemara is explaining something. There's 613 in the mitzvah, so even more. And a Gemara is doing a very simple thing. Don't believe somebody starts telling you Lamedish and Vil Bazach and they're not telling you the truth. Gemara is a very simple idea. It's saying a Mishnah, Shnayim Muslim Tals, we learned the Mishnah. On that, each point of the Mishnah, the Gemara then is masber at different points. I sat with two bachim who were struggling, they were having a very stressful study, they told me. And we did this and it was effective. And they told me I did it the next day, it was effective. Go back, what statement are we qualifying? Always go back, see, a lot of this is open, you're ready to learn this sugya, the two dots. A two dots, though, even a two dots, is explaining some statement. With relax and go back. Tell you, Chavrus, we're getting all stuck and in the confusion. We're not even sure where the words are. Oh, and keep going back. This benimus with relaxing and calmness. Go back. What statement are we qualifying? A Mishnah said something. A Braisa said something. Did Namayra say something? And then we're qualifying that statement at every level of learning. You should do this and go back and over till it's mamish klar where the Gemara is taking you. What the Gemara was coming to explain. Even though I don't understand the specific Gemara. What is it coming to explain? What is it? What is there a certain topic? And our Meir said a certain statement that we're proving. We have a whole series of Tashimaz. So we're proving the validity of that statement. So we have proofs for, against, and learn to have an overview of the Gemara like this. Go over and over Gemaras till you have Gemaras very clear where the Gemara is headed me. What statement is it qualifying? A married person told me that he never developed, and today is developing, a beauty for Torah. Is he, in Gemara, this point was difficult for him. Well, Shaya Simcha is somebody who sat by the Gemara. I think it'll be a tremendous yield for the neshama, for people to learn like this. To learn and to give an erech, even if you're struggling, Gemara Rashi, Bedafti, you're struggling, Gemara Rashi. It's precious to the Rebbeinu Shlom and it should be precious to you. Toivli Torah Spicha was said on that. On that Bachur was sitting there by his mother. And he's just opened up all the Gemara, all the different Gemaras are closed. He just has Gemara. It's not such a shaila to me. Who the Rabbanu Shlomo? Ama avet al onyu nechei ruach. The Rabbanu Shlomo says, I think I wouldn't like to sit next to Shai because I think the Rabbanu Shlomo was paying more attention to him. Ama avet al onyu nechei ruach because it was more pure. The Rabbanu Shlomo has limitless attention, but the Rabbanu Shlomo wants the pure, the lev. The Rachmana Libavai, he wants L'Shem Shemayim, the Erlich Bacher, who's sitting down by Smada during Seder, and he's trying to fill himself up with Kedusha V'Tara. He's trying to fill himself up with Ratzon Hashem. He's not seeking Gadlus. He's not learning because he wants a Shtela. He's not learning because he wants Chvesus, all his friends, to say how great he is. He's learning for the simple reason, it's a Kesher with Rabbanu Shalom. Certainly, is there a Shaloi Lishma along the way? Is the Shaloi Lishma which can also be Misayaya at times? Yes, that he needs that Chizuk? Yes, I don't suggest only Lishma. But there's also, Rabbi Say, don't be afraid of Lishma. We're also allowed to say, Rabbi Say, I'm sitting down, give a kush to the Gemara, and sit down and try to figure out Pshat. And say to yourself, maybe before you learn, Taivli Torah Spicha, may Al Vezov Akesen, it's precious Hashem's Torah. The Kesher Kutchubrichu Varai Sacharu, the Kesher to the Rabbanu Shloilam. It's precious, my Torah. It's precious. I'm stuck in my Rashi, and it's hard for me, and it's difficult, and I'm in trouble focusing in. But I'm going to figure it out. And it might be on the table next to me, somebody's piling up Svarim, and two tables over, the guy's fighting over a Ksus. Toivli Torah Spicha. Hashem's Torah, it's difficult. Sure, it doesn't come easy and smooth, and I'm not quickly chapping. But Toivli Torah Spicha, your Torah is valuable to me. I'm doing something so precious. All the businessmen in the world, all the money makers in the world are missing out. Toivli Torah Spicha, me'alfez of a kesef. Your Rebbeinu Shlom's Torah is so precious. It's so valuable. Anechmad mizav mipaz rav. That's more precious. But one Tanai is needed. And this is the Tanai we'll end with. One Tanai, Rabbi says, is needed. One condition is needed. Only one condition to get this Toivli Torah Spicha me'alfei zov kesev. Only one condition is needed. And that condition is Avigdor Miller, Rav Yaakov Metz and I recently discussed. Avigdor Miller says on a tape, we say in Tefillah Moshe, it's a kapitel tilim, which Shaya loved to say. And this is the kapitel I would like to leave the olam. If you want to remember Shaya Tversky, this is the kapitel tilim. Somebody has a siddur. This kapitel tilim, thank you. I would like to leave this, if you want a picture of Shaya Tversky, so remember this pasuk. And this has to do with the ne'imus. This has to do with any area of aliyah. This is the pasuk I would like you to have in your, as a tzir, if you want a tzir of the person. David HaMelech says, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Hoida. To count our days, Kein Hoida, please let us know. V'navi levav chachma. And then chachma will penetrate my heart. I'll become real with it. To be consistent. Limnais Yomeinu Kein Hoida. Please teach me, Rav Hashem, to count my days. Teach me to be consistent. If I'll be consistent, v'navi levav chachma. Then Rav Hashem, chachma will enter my heart. Then Avi Levav will become real by me, will penetrate to my core. But Limnos Yomeinu Kein Hoida. Rebbeinu Shlom, please, I beg you, Hashem, teach me to be consistent. Limnos Yomeinu Kein, please, Rebbeinu Shlom Hoida, teach me how to do it. To count my days, day after day, after day, to be consistent. On a small zach, baby, in the tiniest thing, a half hour chabrusa. Zehu, I've one seder, which I cherish. I think before that seder, Toivli Torah Spichu Me'alfa Zavah Kesev. I enjoy your Torah, Hashem, and I sit down, but consistently, every day, that half hour Seder. Limnais Yomeinu Kein Hoida. Please teach me to count my days, to be consistent. V'navi levav chochm, the Torah becomes so real by me. That's what we saw in Shai Tversky. The consistency, no matter what. He had a stomach ache, he still does it. This gets in the way, he still does it. Fakir, the difficult day is what gives the Vinavi Levav Chachma. That difficult day is what's going to take all the other days and penetrate and dig it into your heart. The days the half hour is easy to do, say it will be good. And the day that it's hard will give you all the days. It will dig it and furrow it into your heart. Vinavi Levav Chachma. On that day, it was said, on that difficult day when I don't want to keep that half hour Seder, on that day it was said, that day we, David HaMelech was mispallel, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida, Rebbeinu Shalom, please teach me to count my days, teach me to combine day after day, B'tmimus, teach me to count day after day, Tamid, always, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida, day, on that day it was said, Limnais Yomeinu. On that day, I don't feel like doing those, that half hour, that special commitment to have to smile in towards everybody. On the day I feel like it, it's good. On the day I don't feel like it, it's great. On that day it was said, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida, please teach me to count my days. Teach me to do every day. Teach me consistency. Kein Haida. And then the Mevin Navi Levav Chachma, all this Chachma, all this Yiras Hashem, all these milos will penetrate my heart because I do it every day. When I read in his Cheshbon HaNefesh that he was playing keyboard one day, his stomach hurt, and he just said, thank you Hashem, the stomach aches. Then I understood Akol. That's Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida. Then all the times it was Geshmak to play piano. All the times the fingers were moving by themselves, the smile was going by itself. Nimele, that one time when it was hard, it was V'navi Levav Chochma, how real did it become? V'navi Levav Chochma, it became so real. Because on that day he told me, we had a chabura, the second year of the yeshiva, before Yom Kippur, we had, or Rosh Hashanah, I don't remember. I think it was before Yom Kippur. We had a chabura that got together, and we decided to make different kabbalas, each one his own. And he told me shortly before his nifter that it's been a year and a half, I haven't missed my kabbalah once. A year and a half, a small kabbalah, Rabbi says, a tiny kabbalah. But oh, it was so large. Nitzchias! Nitzchias it was! It's still there, the Kabbalah. I can only assume he kept the Kabbalah to the Yom HaMisa, because I heard it a few weeks before he was Nifter. And that's Mitzvahs. On a small Zach, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida, Yedder Tog, to count every day, Limnais Yomeinu Kein Haida, it's V'Novi Levav Chochma, it's Mitzvahs. Sure, if everybody in the world gives me a penny, it's only a penny. But if the whole world gives me a penny, I'm a billionaire. Sure, it's a klei nezach, but if it's Limnais Yomeinu, if it's day after day after day, then Navi Levav Chochma, it adds up, you'll be a billionaire on the smallest, on a 15-minute Seder, that you commit to learn with the attitude of Taili Taras Picham Alvi Zavakesev, that I'm learning to say that not for any ulterior motive, but for the Kesher to the Baruch Shalom, Taili Taras Picham, because it's your mouth, the Baruch Shalom. And you take one consistent Seder and one consistent Maila. Certainly, he had the Mailas we've mentioned, the Ne'imus, the smiling to strangers, but each one of ourselves, if we find in our personalities, and they're there, if we find in our personalities, first of all, we stop putting dirt on our neshamas. Stop with the papers, stop with all the pritzas, with the gayish music, with the pritzas that taints our neshama. If we stop with that stuff, and we make a commitment to ourselves to find in our personalities areas that we could dedicate to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we could go b'tmimus without a crookedness, without a cynicism. We could stop being cynical to those around us, and more importantly, cynical about ourselves. And we just commit to go b'tmimus, and we could find some area, tiny areas, supposed, quote-unquote tiny areas, that we can commit to yedda tug, and commit to do it consistently. We'll talk b'zayicha to this beautiful, beautiful bracha of a Navi Levav Chachma. And we'll, if the Meva Esim, we'll talk, have left the Reish and everybody around us, that they too will say, Tsar Liyachi Yonason, Tsar Liyachi Yeshaya, Kina Antali Moid.